Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We do have a very, very interesting show this week. We're going to be speaking with a couple of congresspeople. Now, there's a politically correct way to put it. We're going to be talking about investing. We're going to be talking, obviously, as we always do, about hard assets. I'm going to start out the show today with a new guest. Very, very interesting woman. Her name is Zina Spazakis. She is a partner and chief marketing officer for a company called MA Capital Management. Let me tell you a little bit about Zina. She's very, very interesting. She is a chartered financial analyst. She's got a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics and government, a double major from Cornell University. She got her MBA in finance and business economics at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, and her MA in, that's Master of Arts in International Relations from the University of Chicago's School of Social Science. I got to tell you, this lady does not lack for education. Zina, the thing that really intrigues me about your investment philosophy is you and your associates at MA Capital Management are real believers in diversification. Tell me why.
Because you can't just put all your eggs in one basket. Essentially, diversification, you know, allows for the opportunity to profit from, you know, a bunch of different assets, whether they're hard or financial assets, you know, in different market environments.
Yeah. You know, what I find to be interesting is as our regular listeners are aware, I've been doing this for a long time, almost 20 years, I guess is the best way to put it. And I am a real believer in diversification. A lot of our listeners and a lot of my close friends disagree with me. They think the only place you want to be right now is in hard assets, specifically gold and silver. And I would say, I agree you need to have money in hard assets. There's no question about that. But for God's sakes, do you really want to put all your eggs in one basket? I mean, it just doesn't strike me as being the thing to do. What do you believe would be a, and I know it varies with the person, but just as kind of a generic statement, diversification. How do you feel a person's portfolio should be diversified given the current environment?
Well, that's an interesting question. There are a lot of different possible investments that you can have in a portfolio, and you know, part of our portfolios do include hard assets, but they also include, in addition to stocks and bonds, things like, for example, frontier markets. Mm-hmm. And those are markets sort of just like the emerging markets were about 10 or 15 years ago. These are up and coming markets that have improving fundamentals, for example. You know, also mm-hmm. real estate is a good diversifier. These markets in stable volatility environments tend, you know, they'll perform well at different times based on their fundamentals. So it's having one security in your portfolio or one group of securities, you know, you're faced not only with the market risk, but you're also faced with sort of the specific security risk. So any risks that are specific to, let's say, real estate or specific to hard assets, for example, mm-hmm. that's the risk.
When you say frontier markets, tell me what you mean by that, Zina, would you?
Oh, sure, yeah. So I'll give you an example, a couple of examples, actually. Markets such as Thailand or the Philippines or markets in Africa, there are, for a variety of reasons, some of these markets not only have improving fundamentals, but, you know, they've also been profiting recently from the commodity-driven exports, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa. China is a big exporter, rather an importer from Africa, as an example, and if you look at country or, you know, regions such as Thailand or the Philippines where they've done, you know, in 2012 north of 30%, it's something, you know, it's something you should start, you know, pounding the table on because these markets are improving. It's essentially like looking at the emerging markets, Brazil or Russia or India or China, say where they were like 15 years ago. And, you know, but, you know, one word of caution when you are looking at these markets, it makes sense to really do some due diligence on the investment advisor of a particular fund. For example, you know, we'd like one fund, the Nile Capital Fund, mm-hmm. Because it's run by somebody who's a native, mm-hmm. knows the markets, grew up there, went to school there, as opposed to somebody who might be sitting in London investing in Thailand. You know, so it's got to do some homework there.
I think you very definitely have to do some homework. You know, I've been an investor in offshore for many, many years, and by that I mean my investments are in various geographic, or the assets of the companies that I invest in are located all over the world. And I think the one thing I learned years ago is something that you have to be very, very cognizant of is the degree of political risk in an area. Now, you mentioned, for example, the Philippines. I have investments in the Philippines, and I am pretty comfortable with the political environment in that particular part of the world. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, we could talk about, you know, Sub-Saharan Africa. We can talk about the Philippines. The point is, some of these markets, their political systems are clearly not as developed as, mm-hmm. say, the United States or Western Europe, or one of the other sort of more developed areas of the world. Therefore, yes, there are political risks, in addition to all the other types of risks that you could face investing in one, mm-hmm. specific country. So when you're looking at frontier markets, you know, it makes sense, again, to diversify across maybe a few of them. Because, like you said, putting all your eggs in one basket is, you know, it's risky.
Oh, it's fair. You could
make a lot of money, of course, but you can also sure lose a lot of money.
You really can, I know. Let's flip to another quote-unquote frontier market. Let's look at the United States. Okay, I personally have some real misgivings about the future of our economy. And I'm not saying that is an absolute statement. I'm not saying I think the U.S. is going to collapse. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying, you know, for the next few years, I just have some questions about the fundamental strength of the U.S. economy. Can you elaborate on that for me? Or can you expound on that, I guess, is what I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a, well, here we can spend an hour talking about this.
Easy.
I mean, it's, you know, where do you start? I mean, even, you know, even politically in the last couple of years, you've seen, you wouldn't have believed it 10 years ago, but political risk has slightly increased in the United States, right? Because we can't seem to get our budget and our house,
mm-hmm.
in order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fundamentals, the United States sort of is blessed by a few things. For one thing, we have the dollar, which is basically, you know, sort of the world's currency, if you will.
Sure, yeah.
That's one thing. Secondly, we are also, you know, if you look at us geographically, we're actually quite blessed. We don't have to worry about our borders like the Chinese or, say, the Southeast Asians do. We're pretty much isolated. We've got Canada to the north and Mexico to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both relatively friendly neighbors.
Sure. Yeah.
And the other thing that you should, you know, that you should look at, sort of, this is a very long-term perspective, but how the economy is changing. Economies are becoming much more information technology economies, especially in the developed world. So the country that is able to attract or produce sort of the most intellectual capital is going, I really believe, is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whether we, you know, produce engineers or mathematicians or physicists that we need, or whether we, you know, import them like the United States has, you know, has had a long history of doing. And, you know, that's actually one area that troubles me a little bit. You know, there are countries now that people are preferring to go work for instead of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I wouldn't have believed 15 years ago. So it's there's a few things in our favor, and there's a few things that we need to work on, I guess, here. So
I think our educational system, which is what you're talking about, is something we do need to work on. You know, I'm fortunate in that I have a great son-in-law who works for Microsoft. And it's interesting. Every time my wife and I go down to Seattle to visit, we obviously spend a little bit of time on the east side of Lake Washington, which is where Microsoft is located, in the Redmond area, the headquarters, I guess I should say. And I have to tell you, we are very, very definitely in the minority in that environment. Awful lot of Asian folks, awful lot of Indian folks. It's really, really interesting. And, you know, you really, I think, brought up a very, very good point. And that is, number one, diversification is clearly a good way to go. I agree with that. But number two, I think the educational system in the United States has to improve a little bit. A lot of countries are way, way ahead of us, I think, in that area. Zena, it was a pleasure having you on the program. We're going to get you to come back. You're a very interesting woman. You have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
You too, Al. Thank you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I've got Corey Fleck with me right now. You know, Corey brought up a really interesting subject that I think is worth discussing on the show. Well, for a number of reasons. Number one, because I think he's spot on in his feelings on this particular commodity. And number two, Marshall Barrel of the Encompass Fund and Malcolm Gissen, the co-portfolio managers of the Encompass Fund, brought up the subject of uranium to me, two or three months ago, I guess. They are both very, very optimistic as to the potential for uranium's movement during 2013. Corey, you wrote an editorial, which is on your website, resourcespots.com, talking about why uranium, in your mind, really made sense. The article was entitled 2013 Uranium Outlook is Bright. You've done a bit of research. Why do you say that?
Yeah, thanks, Al. Really what kicked me off onto this topic was talking to Marshall about 6 months ago. I know that he is very bullish about uranium. So I started doing some research, and in my article, I came across what I think are some very interesting points and significant points for uranium moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, uranium is just above the $40 a pound mark. That's a low level for uranium. Not that long ago, back in about 06, 07, it was topping out at over $100 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite a tumble. Even back right before 2011, before Fukushima, it had reached highs of around $60, almost $70 a pound. So we are seeing uranium at a depressed price. Now, moving on to more the demand side of things, through some of my research, I found out that 64 nuclear reactors are being built all over the world. Now, this is an increase from pre-Fukushima times, which shows a renewed faith in the uranium and just nuclear power,
mm-hmm.
which, quite frankly, it works. It's dangerous when these meltdowns happen, but it does work. And with these new reactors being built, each new reactor needs three times the amount of uranium as an operating reactor does. So once these plants come online, there's going to be a huge demand increase for uranium. To that end, there is also currently a supply shortfall. Currently, mine supply only provides 144 million pounds of uranium when the current demand is 180 million pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we are already seeing a short supply. What is making up for this is it's called the Russian HEU agreement, which was between the U.S. and Russia, where Russia needs to dismantle many or all of the nuclear weapons from the Soviet Union days. So this has been equating for about 14% of the world's supply, but at the end of this year, this agreement is end. So we won't see that supply coming onto the market. And relating it to the U.S., of the U.S.'s nuclear power, the uranium that is used, 50% of it comes from Russia in this deal. So I know that happens at the end of the year. However, markets like to speculate, and I think that we're going to see some price movement coming up shortly just because producing uranium and selling it at the price it is now on the open market at $40 is not profitable for enough companies to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we run into this true supply shortage, the price has to go up, which makes companies then, as we know with gold and silver, when the price goes up, it's more profitable to mine, more economical, so then companies will move in and actually start their mines and start producing this uranium because the world is demanding it. And even one more point with Japan, we know that Fukushima really gave uranium and nuclear reactors a black eye, really. However, with the new government, it's the Liberal Democratic Party, with Shinzo Abe, who was just elected in mid-December, they are for nuclear power. Shinzo said that he wants more nuclear power. It works for their country, and they need it. Quite frankly, we know how Japan is struggling. He thinks that bringing in more nuclear power, or at least getting those reactors back online, will be a good thing for Japan, which is just another part of the demand factor that supply needs to catch up with.
I'm curious about one thing. You know, listeners are obviously concerned with how can you take advantage of a sector, how can you not take advantage of a sector, whatever. But you've talked about an investment called the Uranium Participation Corp. Trades on the TSX under the symbol U. It's the only physical, as you say, the only physical uranium fund out there. So you're an investor is essentially putting his money in the fact that the uranium price is going to rise, not necessarily on the fortunes of a particular company. Tell us a little bit about the Uranium Participation Corp, would you?
Well, I started doing research kind of to see which uranium companies are attractive out there. And because we're so involved in the precious metal space, I didn't know too many of them. However, we hear so much about gold funds and ways to store, put your money into gold while not actually investing in a company. And through my research, this is the only actual physical uranium fund that I could find. So you're really taking away the risk of explorers and producers, either cost overruns or just kind of policies that don't work, some company issues that make the stock struggle. This one is very closely tied to the uranium price. So if I am correct, and a lot of other analysts are calling for uranium to grow even upwards of $60 a pound by the end of this year, I think that is the safest investment. That being said, uranium is very, very much subject to government regulation. So if another Fukushima happens, hopefully will not, that will severely impact uranium again. But we're kind of playing on the natural disaster not happening, which it doesn't happen very often. And quite frankly, these nuclear meltdowns happen, but they don't happen very often. And nuclear power is very effective. And as we move forward, we need more and more energy with how much we're consuming. Nuclear power is not going away, I don't think.
I would have to agree 100%. It's atomic energy, for lack of better terms, is in my opinion, the wave of the future. I don't think there's any question about that. I find it very, very interesting that many of the folks in the environmental community have changed their thinking about uranium. A lot of the former leaders of the what I would call the green sector are now endorsing uranium because, in fact, overall, atomic energy is very, very safe. I mean, yes, there have been disasters. There's no question about that. But, you know, you get disasters in coal mines. You get disasters almost any place. And I think that to simply discount for emotional reasons atomic energy is a very, very large mistake. We are going to, through Corey's efforts, going to be focusing to a larger extent on this particular sector in the future. Corey is doing research on various companies that he's interested in. We will definitely bring those to your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. You know that. I have a new guest on the line with me. You guys and gals, I should say. Sorry, Ann. I don't mean to forget all of the great and intelligent women who also listen to this show. You're probably smarter than we are, ladies, let me tell you. R.C. Peck is on the line with me right now. R.C. has a website called Fearless Wealth. He is not a fund manager, he's a portfolio manager. High net worth individuals. He lives down in Redwood City. I was introduced to R.C. by our mutual publicist, Pam Reimer, doing a great job for both of us. And Pam said, you know, I think this guy's going to fit in really well on your show. You talk about hard assets. You talk about conservative political views, etc. She said, you really need to get R.C. on the show. So R.C. and I were chatting off the air, and I kind of flippantly said, not really as a joke, but I was curious, not knowing the guy at all. I said, so politically, what'd you think of the outcome of the last election? And he said, well, my guy lost. And I said, oh, Mitt Romney lost, huh? I knew that. And he said, no. He said, Gary Johnson, which I thought was more than a little bit interesting. We're going to get R.C.'s views right now on what he thinks is going to happen to the United States economically during the next 4 years. You got the mic, buddy.
Yeah, great. Thanks. So the next 4 years, I mean, that's Obama 2.0. So staying away from the markets and just looking at the economy, I mean, there's a lot of headwind. I mean, we have natural gas. We have possibly, you know, jobs coming back because the cost of jobs in China is going up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the things I see, this 3% GDP growth, I think is gone for the next couple of decades. And now I know you said only over the next 4 years, but I'm just getting going here.
You got it.
So, you know, we have some pretty big things in front of us. I mean, the demographics alone, after someone turns 55, they slow down their spending forever until they die.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more and more people hitting 55 and way past 55. So the demographics is definitely going to be working against us. I'm, this is not just the baby boomers, but it's also the greatest generation in front of them.
Right.
The other thing I see is I wanted to look back and see what happened the first 4 years of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just make a point about the markets. So the markets went up about 57%, not including dividends. Now, what's interesting to me about that was they fell about 45% before he took office. So just on a rebound alone, they could have got that. But what made it worse is it was about, depending on how you measure it, there was about $8 trillion spent,
mm-hmm.
right? So the few trillion that Bernanke spent and then the $6 trillion in the deficit spending that, you know, people say was spent. And I'm not talking about gap accounting. I mean, those numbers get even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So for $8 trillion, we got a 57% market growth. But the economy didn't grow. I mean, 1%, 1.5%.
Right.
And I see that moving forward, not just for Obama 2.0, but into the future, because what got America here? And look, there's cover being laid down by Japan and Europe. So, I mean, the sad part, and I say sad for a couple of reasons, I'll get to that in a second, but the sad part is Washington can get away with more because Japan is such a basket case and because Europe is too. It gives America cover to not look as bad as they really are, because relatively speaking, they aren't as bad as those other really huge economies. I'm just calling Europe just, you know, one economy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives Obama cover and other people in Washington cover to do more bad policymaking. And look, you know, no one worries about the top 1%. And I don't mean like mean, bad Wall Street people. I mean like hardworking Americans who have businesses, who employ 50, 100 people and are in the 1%. They're not going to be hurt. But it's that bottom 98% who they get, you know, they increase their wealth through housing going up, through their 401k going up, and through their wages going up.
Right.
But if you have an effort-based income where you have to sweat to make money, or your effort has to do a lot with making money, you don't see inflation in your future for your wages. I mean, living in Silicon Valley, everyone gets a 5% raise every year. It's a given.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I see the economy having a lot of headwinds, and, you know, housing probably has bottomed. I mean, I'm, you know, two towns away from Palo Alto, which most people consider kind of the epicenter of Silicon Valley. And Palo Alto is at lifetime highs for real estate. The reason I bring this up is because Bernanke and Obama can run deficits and print money, and they will create inflation, but it's not going to be linearly. It's not going to be an even leveled inflation rate. It's going to squeeze out in certain areas. And it's very clear that one of the areas it's squeezing out is in, you know, real estate in Silicon Valley. So in answering your question, it just, the general economy is going to have a lot of headwinds. We're going to be in that 1.5% growth. And we need a recession. And I don't want you to have that sound like I'm being sarcastic. We need a cleansing. You know, it used to be in this country that forest fires were allowed. Like literally, like we allowed forest fires to happen. But a decade or two ago, houses started moving into areas and now forest fires aren't allowed. So instead of having a 30, 40, 50,000 acre forest fire, we have a 2 million square mile forest fire when they happen. They're huge, they're massive, and the level of destruction is pretty impressive. And so my concern is that Obama and Bernanke, or whoever replaces Bernanke, they do not allow a recession. Like, they're going to push it. And that really concerns me, because we need that cleansing, and ultimately it's going to make the economy weaker.
I find it very difficult to disagree with your premise, hearing it for the first time right now. I think that's a very, very good point. I think a cleansing in the United States is obviously necessary. Here's an interesting question, though. What are you telling, I don't know if you believe this is going to happen or it's not going to happen. Okay, first of all, do you think it's going to happen?
Do I think a recession is going to happen in the next 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
The first words that hit my brain were, I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because it's so fragile and they're so afraid. When I say they, Washington, they're so afraid of it getting away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? Like, don't let it get away from us, because if it gets away from us, then the high-frequency traders are going to come in and it's going to go down much harder and we may not be able to get it back. So I don't know them. I'm not speaking for them. But I have to believe they're saying things like that given the actions they're taking. So I'm a probabilist. So if you ask me what's the probability of recession in the next 4 years, I would say it's 97%.
Okay. Now, given that, what are you telling your clients that they need to do?
The first thing I tell my clients is there is no such thing as setting money aside. And let me just be really clear about this. So living here in Silicon Valley, a lot of people will say, well, I just put my money in cash. I'm just going to set it aside for right now. Right? No one ever says I'm going to set my money aside in Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I tell any new client or any client that needs a reminder, if you have saved money, it is invested. Absolutely, and it's invested in something. There's only four places to invest your money in the world, right? Commodities or physical assets, bonds, stocks, or currencies.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I let them know is there is no such thing as setting aside.
Okay.
And the second thing I'll say is I'll look at their exposure to non-printable currencies.
Okay.
And there's only two non-printable currencies that I suggest people buy, and that's gold or silver.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how they know me or how long they've been in my world, if they're new to my world, they'll buy gold because that sounds ridiculous enough. And if they've been in my world longer, I'll say silver because then, you know, they've kind of drank the Kool-Aid in a good way, and so they've seen the results, and so they'll get into that non-principal currency. But those are the first two things I'm telling people.
Gold and silver. You know, I find that to be very, very interesting. Got to take a break for a commercial, and I apologize for that, RC, but I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you, I'm going to get in touch with Mrs. Reimer, and we're going to get you back on the show. You're an interesting guy. I like what you have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on RC, click on his picture. That'll give you more information on himself. Click on his banner, which we have on our site. That'll also give you more information. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got Jeff Deist with me. As you know, Jeff is rapidly becoming the co-host of this particular radio program, and I'm really glad to see that happen. The next two segments after this one, by the way, Jeff will be chatting about gun control with a very, very interesting individual. I think you guys will find that to be a fascinating conversation. Right now, though, Jeff and I are going to talk about something a little bit differently. Jeff, different than guns, for example. Jeff brought up the fact that there is a possibility, it has been suggested, that the United States government mint a trillion-dollar coin. How far out is that?
Al, it's been suggested mostly in a tongue-in-cheek fashion.
I understand.
But anyway, Paul Krugman wrote about this in his awful opinion piece that he does in the New York Times.
We don't want to get opinionated on this program.
He's America's most reliable Keynesian.
Yes,
that's for sure. It's sort of like when the doctor taps your knee with the little rubber hammer and your leg hyperextends. You know, that's him when it comes to any subject, relating to money. But what's interesting is he wrote this piece, "Coins Against Crazies." It was published, I guess, on the 10th. And one of the things he says in here is "Well, here's how it would work." The Treasury would mint a platinum coin with a face value of $1 trillion. This coin would immediately be deposited at the Federal Reserve, which would credit the sum to the government's account, and the government could then write checks against that account, continuing normal operations without issuing new debt. Okay, now he goes on to some elaboration, but what he's talking about here is the upcoming debt ceiling crisis. And he views this as just a historical problem that historically administrations have had to ask Congress to increase their borrowing amount. But in reality, he's kind of wrong about that. Frankly, there's a statute. Okay, there's a federal law. This is from, I believe, the 1910s or 1920s. I've written about it, but it's been a couple years since I did. And basically, in the old days, every time the Treasury wanted to issue new debt, it had to come ask Congress, every new offering, round of offerings. So because that became cumbersome, they passed this debt ceiling law, which said, look, Congress can just set a limit for federal debt at any given point, and the Treasury's free to borrow up until that limit.
Yeah.
Okay, so that keeps happening. We keep running up against it. Keeps happening. And the idea is, A, to have some accountability, and yes, B, to bring to public attention, maybe even in an embarrassing way, the fact that we are not living within our means and that Congress and the administration keep spending more than we take in revenue. So we're coming up against it here in February. Obama who never, ever wants to cut spending on anything, is it hates the fact that he has to go through these political gyrations, and he, it's because he has a Republican House, by the way, that equally is you know, just politically minded and wants to embarrass Obama every chance they get. So this debt ceiling vote has become sort of a truncheon, a way for them to club him over the head with some bad PR. But look, the debt problem and the spending problem is every bit as much Congress's responsibility. I would say more Congress's responsibility than Obama's. Mm-hmm. So it's all political. But nonetheless, okay, it's a terrible, terrible sign that we keep running up against the debt limit. We keep increasing it. And nobody in Congress should ever vote for raising it. They should sit down like any debtor and say, look, we cannot pay all of our bills in full. We cannot maintain current debt service. So let's sit down. Let's start negotiating with our creditors. Let's start figuring out which bills have priority.
Yeah.
Start paying them as best we can and restructure our debt just like any private individual or business would have to do. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, this notion about printing a coin or it's all just designed to give Obama and big spenders in Congress cover so they can do what they want, which is keep kicking the can down the road, keep spending way too much on military, keep spending way too much on entitlements, keep issuing far too much Treasury debt, some 50 or 60% of which, by the way, the Fed sops up, not the private markets, mm-hmm. or not the Treasury markets. And they want to just keep doing this and doing this. And what's so fascinating about this is even though it's tongue-in-cheek, what Krugman suggested at its core, it reveals what these guys really think, which is that as long as we're the world's reserve currency, we can issue paper money and, in effect, enrich ourselves. Now, there's a great YouTube out there by Professor Hans Hermann Hoppe. Mm-hmm. He is a German who's a fantastic Austrian economist. I was fortunate enough to attend his conference in Turkey this fall. And during that conference, he made a statement about this. It's on the LouRockwell.com blog, I believe, right now, if you want to check it out. But he basically says, here's what nobody ever asks the Paul Krugmans of the world. Everyone gets bogged down in technical questions. But nobody ever says, look, if it is possible for central bank, the U.S. Fed, to simply issue this new paper and deal with our debt problems and make us all richer, why is there any poverty anywhere in the world? Why isn't every central bank on earth simply pumping out money and credit ad infinitum and eliminating poverty, eliminating want, and eliminating human hardship and misery? Well, the simple answer is that more paper money doesn't mean more food. It doesn't mean more steel. It doesn't mean more soybeans. It doesn't mean more rice. It doesn't mean more gold or silver or copper. It doesn't mean more iPads, right? So it's an obviously ridiculous notion that Krugman holds at his core. And so he can make fun of it all he wants, Al, but it's a sickness, and it's something that we're going to come up against in a very hard way soon.
Well, and I have to tell you, to answer a lot of the comments, or maybe I should say, because I'm not sure that a lot of these comments have direct answers, they have some pretty good, I would have to say, opinions that people can give on the comments. But, you know, a number of people have been saying on our site, Jeff, that maybe now is the time to get out of gold, you know, and I mean, maybe now is the time to get out of silver. And you know, as Ben B. said, he said, I think about 2 years ago was the time to get out. Rick, and that's referring to Rick Ackerman, is saying silver could go down to $27. For some time, people have been saying 29. Maybe it's time again. But, you know, I have to disagree, and I hate to say this, because Ben B. has some very, very interesting comments on our blog. But, you know, I got to tell you, man, because of what you're talking about right now, because of what Krugman is writing about unintentionally, he is, I think, building the argument for gold, for lack of better terms. You know, Laurie brought out an interesting fact. He said the hardest part for people in this new paradigm is to acknowledge their loss of faith in paper. You know what? That's going to happen in spades, Jeff, and I think it's going to happen sooner than later, don't you?
Yes, and, you know, Doug Casey has been speaking and writing about this of late, you know, where he says, look, we are in on the precipice of the mania phase, just like we were with real estate in the U.S. in, let's say, the early 2000s. And so when the general public starts to wake up, or the average investor starts to wake up to the state of our dollar, that's when gold is going to ramp up exponentially. And then at some point it'll have a huge crash. But he doesn't think we've reached that point yet where the real ramp up has started. And as far as Ben B's comments go, you know, look, I consider gold and silver, at least in terms of physical gold and silver, to be static. So if gold crashes down to 1,000 or even 500, that makes me a happy camper because I'll just get more of it.
Well, and that's what a lot of people are saying.
You know, to me, the gold and silver aren't going up or down. It's just their value relative to the dollar.
Yeah.
So it's the dollar that's going up and down, and you have to sit back and say, well, okay, maybe the dollar can fluctuate vis-a-vis other fiat currencies, but what fundamentally or inherently is going on with the dollar that could possibly make it go up? You know, nothing other than a false impression or a mania. So I'm real comfortable holding physical gold.
Oh, I am too. You know, as Matthew says, and I think this is really interesting, Matthew says, and this is a direct quote, he says, the average guy is reactionary and motivated by fear and or greed, not analysis. His interest in gold, whenever it comes, will come very quickly due to events that directly and overtly affect him. What I think you might be missing is the fact that gold and silver will be very hard to buy when Joe Blow finally gets it. After all, if he gets it, those who have been accumulating will have gotten it a long time ago, and Joe Blow will pay a hefty price whether he wants in or not. I agree with that absolutely 100%. And I think it's going to happen, Jeff. I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Hey, give us a preview, if you would, as to what you're going to be talking about during the next two segments, would you?
Well, I'm talking with James Yeager, who's a documentary filmmaker. And he's gotten to know Ron Paul over the years and has featured Ron in several of his movies, the most famous of which is probably Fiat Empire, which was about the Fed and predicted the bubble crashing back in the mid-2000s. But anyway, we're talking about his new film, which is called Mola Lav, and it's about gun control, and it's really going to be fascinating.
A very interesting subject. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn the studio over to Jeff right now. I'm going to be back with you in the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, along with Jeff, and we're going to chit-chat a little bit about a very, very interesting situation that he's going to talk about with Mr. Yeager, and then he and I are going to opine a little bit on it again. Are we going to be losing our freedoms? Boy, I hope not.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.